arms are open wide.
This is WCNO Palm City, the good news station. Welcome to Thy Word is a Lamp. This is a Family Bible Teaching Ministry. Today you will be listening to our Bible teacher, Sheila Suarez.
Praise the name of Jesus. Hallelujah to the Lamb. It's really a privilege to be here another Saturday evening to continue in the Word of God. We are in Romans, the Epistle of Paul to the Romans, and we are going to start chapter 6 this evening. So we give God thanks for what he's doing in our lives. We thank God for what we are gleaning from his words. And we thank God that his words are alive and active, sharper than any two-edged sword. His words do the work in our lives. So we just bless God for his word to us this evening. And we thank God for his sustaining grace. He's the one that keeps us and not we ourselves. So we give him thanks. We give him praise. So before we begin, let us pray. Father, we come to you in the name of Jesus. We thank you that we are justified, O God, by faith in you, Jesus. We thank you, O God, Almighty Lord, for your love, for your grace, for your mercy. We thank you, O God, for your sustaining power. We thank you, Holy Spirit, that you are with us and in us, and you enable us when we are unable. So we thank you, O God, that you are God, and you, O God, are omnipotent, omniscient, omnipresent. The Almighty God, great and wonderful is your name. We thank you this evening for another privilege to bring forth your word. We pray right now even for those, O God, that are listening, that you, O God, will touch their hearts and bring forth that transformation that only you can give. Lord, we look to you, O God, those that are not yet saved, we pray for their salvation. Bring forth illumination, O God, Almighty Lord, to the hearts of your people. We pray, O God, that you'll remove that blindfold from those, O God, that are in darkness, that they will come, O God, Almighty Lord, to accept the glorious gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. Father, we look to you this evening. We thank you, O God, for what you have done, what you're doing, what you're about to do. And we thank you, O God, that your word is a lamp to our feet and a light to our path. We thank you that your word, O God, prevents us from stumbling along this journey. And we thank you, O God, that you are God with us. O great God, you never leave nor forsake us. So we praise you this evening, O God. We magnify you from the rising of the sun to the going down. Your great name must be praised. And we thank you that you, O God, are our King. O God, you reign supreme. King of kings and Lord of lords, the conquering lion of the tribe of Judah. We bless your name, Jesus. We praise you, for you alone are worthy. So we thank you again, O God, for being with us, O God, and for keeping us. And we thank you that you will lead and guide us this evening into all truth. So we give you all the honor, glory, and praise in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. Last week we conclude chapter 5 with verse 21 that says, that as sin has reigned unto death, even so might grace reign through righteousness unto eternal life by Jesus Christ our Lord. So sin came and it reigned, it ruled unto the death that we were in. We were in a dead state. The Bible said we were dead in our sins and in our trespasses. But he has quickened us. He has given us life by his grace. We are saved by grace through faith in our Lord Jesus Christ. So we thank God today that we have eternal life. And that eternal life comes by putting our faith in Jesus Christ, our Lord. So we thank God for his word. And we're going into chapter 6, verse 1, which says, what shall we say then? That's a question Paul was asking. Shall we continue in sin that grace may abound? So Paul was speaking to born again believers, people of God, asking this question. Shall we continue living a lifestyle of sin, so that God's grace will increase towards us? He gave his answer in verse 2. Listen to the answer. Verse 2 says, God forbid. How shall we that are dead to sin live any longer therein? So Paul responded to his own question by saying, certainly not. By no means. How shall we that are dead to sin, we that have crucified the old sin nature, live any longer by its dictates? We can't live any longer by the old nature dictating to us, showing us and telling us how to live. No, we don't live that way anymore. That's what Paul was saying. And when you look in this epistle, we see a lot of questions and answers. And Paul was doing this to bring forth the word clear, bring clarity of the word to us. So he poses the questions and he answered them to make it clear to us. So by no means should we continue in sin that grace may increase towards us. No, we don't live that way anymore. That old life is past. The new life has come. So we want to live that new life in Christ Jesus. Romans chapter 6 verse 3. He said, "Know ye not that so many of us as were baptized into Jesus Christ were baptized into his death?" So Paul was saying, don't you know that as we were immersed in Christ Jesus, so we are immersed into his death. We now share in his death. Dead to the old man, dead to the old nature, dead to the old way of life. And people of God, remember, baptism is that rite of being now inducted into the Christian faith. We are now inducted into the Christian faith, even as we take baptism. We have two forms of baptism as we come to Christ. We are baptized into one body by the Holy Spirit. As the word tells us in 1 Corinthians 12:13, we are baptized into one body. So we are all of the same body, the same family. And we are baptized. Water baptism is an outward. We are now outwardly saying that we have changed our lifestyle. We are now identified with Christ Jesus. We are now inducted into the Christian faith. So we are showing this publicly. It's a public declaration that we are now changed. We don't live in the kingdom of darkness anymore. We are now a part of the kingdom of light, a part of the kingdom of God's dear Son, Jesus Christ. We are now in union with the risen Savior. Look on verse 4. Therefore, we are buried with him by baptism into death, that like as Christ was raised up from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also should walk in newness of life. So Paul was saying the ordinance of baptism symbolizes death to the old way of life. Just like Christ died and was raised from the dead in his glorified body, even so we should. into the deceitful lust, and be renewed in the spirit of your mind, and that you put on the new man, which after God is created in righteousness and true holiness. So we put off the old man, the old way of life. We put off the sin nature. We don't live that way anymore. Sin does not have dominion over us anymore. So we put off the old man and his deeds, his evil deeds, and be renewed in the spirit of our minds. People of God, our minds have to be renewed. That is when we're going to live the new life, when our minds are renewed. And our minds are renewed by the word of God. So people of God, we have to study the word of God. We have to ask the Holy Spirit to bring to our remembrance the word, so that we will have that word to fight with, so that we will have that word to respond to situations that come upon us. So our minds have to be renewed with the word of God. Paul tells us in Romans 12, 2, don't be conformed to the world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may know what is good and acceptable and the perfect will of God. So our minds have to be renewed. We have to be renewed in the spirit of our minds. And we have to put on the new man. Start to live the new life, which is after God is created in righteousness and true holiness. We have to put off the old man and put on the new man, that we can walk now in the new life, knowing that we are no more slaves to sin. We are no more the servants of sin. We don't serve the sin nature anymore. We serve the new nature. We serve Jesus Christ and Him alone. Look at verse 7 of Romans chapter 6. For he that is dead is freed from sin. What was Paul saying? He that is dead is freed from sin. Paul was saying that he who does not respond to the sin nature anymore. People of God, when you're dead, you are unresponsive. So Paul was saying that he who does not respond to the sin nature anymore is free from the bondage of sin. We don't practice sin anymore. We are free from the bondage of sin. So we want people of God to be dead to the sin nature. We don't respond to the sin nature anymore. We want to live with the new nature that God has given us. He has given us his divine nature. Let us refer to 2 Peter 1, 3 to 4. 2 Peter 1, 3 to 4. The word of God said, according as his divine power has given unto us all things that pertain unto life and godliness, through the knowledge of him that has called us to glory and virtue, whereby are given unto us exceeding great and precious promises, that by these ye might be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. People of God, we are now what? Partakers of the divine nature. We are now sharing in the divine nature. We are now in union with Jesus Christ. We have been immersed into him. We are now a part of Jesus Christ. So his divine nature is in us. So we have escaped the corruption that is in the world through our lustful desires. People of God, Jesus paid it all. And he has given us all that pertain to life and godliness. Jesus has done it for us. So we are to live the life that brings honor to our new master. We are to live the life that brings honor to our Savior and Lord Jesus Christ. Look at verse 8 of Romans chapter 6. Now if we be dead with Christ, we believe that we shall also live with him. If we be dead with Christ, we believe that we shall also live with him. What was Paul saying here? Paul was saying that if our sin nature is crucified with Christ, we believe that we shall also live the new life with him. Live a life being governed by his spirit. Live a life, people of God, sustained by his grace. Great grace is upon those who place their faith in Jesus Christ. So we have to come to understand, people of God, if we are truly dead with Christ, if we have crucified the old man with him, we believe that we shall also live the new life with him. Paul said in Galatians 2:20, I am crucified with Christ. He made that public declaration. I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live. And the life that I now live in the flesh, I live by faith in the Son of God, who loves me and gave himself for me. So we have to come to understand, people of God, and see ourselves as being dead to the sin nature. We don't respond to the sin nature anymore. The sin nature wants to come to tempt us and to test us and to cause us to be trapped in sin. But we don't respond. We have to tell ourselves, people of God, we don't respond to the sin nature anymore. But we respond to Jesus Christ. We respond to the Word. Jesus is a living Word, and he has left the written Word for us. So we now respond to the Word that he has left for us. The Word has become our governing authority. The infallible Word of God, people of God, that we can trust. The Word of God is trustworthy. Only the Word of God we can truly trust. So we have come to rely on the Word of God, to live the new life, to not only speak the new life, but to live it, being governed by the Holy Spirit. Verse 9 of Romans chapter 6. Knowing that Christ being raised from the dead, dieth no more. Death has no more dominion over him. So Paul was saying that we should be aware of this truth, that Christ, resurrection from the dead, proves that he cannot die again. He paid it all, people of God, once and for all. Once and for all payment. He died to die no more. He died once and for all. That proves that he cannot die again. Death has no more power over him. People of God, he was in the grave for 3 days. And it was because of our sin. But when death looked on him, death saw no sin of his own. So death could not hold him down. Word of God tells us in Acts 2:24, speaking of Jesus, whom God has raised up, having loosed the pains of death, because it was not possible that he should be holden of it. It was not possible for death to hold him down. He is a sinless, spotless Lamb of God. He had no sin of his own. He bore our sin, and he paid the penalty for our sin by dying and laying in that grave for 3 days. He paid it all. Death couldn't hold him down. Because he is sinless, spotless, blameless, Lamb of God. People of God, we have to understand the work that Christ has done for us at the cross. We have to understand, people of God, that he became our sin substitute. He alone could do it. The all-powerful God. He alone could do it. The Word of God said, God was in Christ reconciling the world unto himself. So we are reconciled by placing our faith in Jesus Christ, the righteous one, the sinless, spotless Lamb of God. John the Baptist saw him and cried out, behold the Lamb of God that taketh away the sins of this world. People of God, we have to understand that our sin debt is paid for. We, oh, people of God, we owe Christ everything. We owe him everything. And what he's calling us to do, people of God, is live a life that honors him. Live a life that honors our King. Live a life, people of God, that show forth his glory and his praise. Live a life that magnifies his name. Live a life that the world will see Christ in us and come to glorify his name. Live a life that the world will look at and say, There goes Jesus' disciples, because we are showing love for one another, because he showed love for us. He demonstrated that love on the cross. The word said, oh, that while we were yet sinners, he died for us. He paid that price for us once and for all, that today you and I can have life and have it more abundantly. We can have a fulfilled life here on earth, and we have eternal life in Christ Jesus, our Lord. Look at verse 10 of Romans chapter 6. For in that he died unto sin once, but in that he liveth unto God. So Paul was saying that when Christ died, he took care of the sin problem once and for all. But now he lives, people of God. He lives forevermore. He lives unto God. He lives eternally, people of God. He died and he took care of the sin problem once and for all. So sin is taken care of. Sin has no more dominion over God's people. Sin doesn't have to rule in our hearts anymore, but let us allow the Spirit of God to rule in us and to take control of our daily lives. Look at verse 11 of Romans chapter 6. Likewise reckon ye also yourselves to be dead indeed unto sin, but alive unto God through Jesus Christ our Lord. So Paul was saying that in the same way we should see ourselves to be dead indeed unto sin, unresponsive to the sin nature, but alive unto holiness, alive unto godliness, alive unto God through the finished work that Christ has done for us on the cross. People of God, we have life in Christ Jesus. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man come to the Father but by me. Today, as we put our trust in Jesus Christ, we now have life, fulfilled life right here on earth, eternal life in Christ. We will live with him forevermore. So we have to understand, people of God, that we are now alive unto God through Jesus Christ, our Lord, through the finished work at the cross. He was forsaken so we could be forgiven. We have to understand this truth and come to know and love our Master, love our Savior, love him with all our heart, soul, mind, and strength. Give him true worship. He's calling us, people of God. He's calling us to that place of being alive in him. Let the life of Christ be seen in us. The love of Christ, the compassion of Christ, the mercy that he shows. Just as how he's merciful, people of God, we should become people of mercy also. Blessed are the merciful, his word said, for they shall obtain mercy. And as he walked on this earth and we see where he showed so much compassion, we also should be people of compassion. We also not supposed to be just sorry for what people are going through, but whatever action we can take to alleviate their suffering, we should do it. We should be like Jesus. He's calling us to live the life, to live the new life, to walk by faith, trusting him, walking with confidence, because we serve a new master. Sin has no more dominion over us. We don't serve the sin nature anymore. We serve the new nature. We serve the true and living God. We now live by that new nature, the divine nature that is in us. So we bless God for what he's doing in us, for transforming us by renewing our minds with his word. The word of God tells us that we have to be renewed in the spirit of our minds. Put off the old man and put on the new man, which is renewed in the spirit of our minds. So we have to come to understand God's word and come to understand that sin has no more dominion over us. Jesus Christ took care of the sin problem. He took care of it. So we have to now put our trust in the Savior. We just thank God for his word to us this evening. We thank him for what he has done on the cross for us. We thank him for the new nature that he has put in us. And we thank him that we don't live by that old nature anymore. We thank him that we are now in union with Christ Jesus. So we walk by faith, not by sight. We trust in the true and living God, knowing that he is able to do exceedingly abundantly than we ask or think through his mighty power, through the power of the Holy Spirit that works in us. People of God, let us partner with the Holy Spirit. Let us walk hand in hand with him each day, and we will see the manifestation of the power of God in our lives as we continue to walk by faith and not by sight. God bless you here this evening. Let us reckon ourselves as being dead indeed to sin, but alive unto God through Jesus Christ our Lord. God bless you all. Thank you all for listening. And I pray that as these words go forth, it will bring transformation to your hearts. We pray that lives will be renewed, minds will be renewed by the word of God, and that faith will arise, and that we will come to understand and know the perfect will of God for our lives. God bless you here. Let us pray. Father, we thank you for this evening. We thank you for your word to us. We thank you for reminding us, people of God, that we, O God Almighty, have died to sin and are now living that new life in Christ Jesus. We pray that as we go forth from day to day, we will rely upon the Holy Spirit, O God, to lead us and to direct us into all truth. So we thank you again for your word. Thank you for your people. Thank you for those that are not yet saved, that they will come to know you as Lord and Savior. We give you thanks. We give you praise and honor as we look to you by faith. In no other name but the name of Jesus. And we say amen, amen. God bless you. Have a wonderful weekend. And continue to rely on the Holy Spirit power to keep you through these times. God bless you. God bless you. Amen.
Lord is love. Reproofs of instruction.
Thank you very much for listening to our Family Bible Teaching Ministry. Let's hope you have been blessed by this wonderful word. Thy word is a lamp. You can reach us at 561-667-8477. 561-667-8477.